Welcome to the Gatecast, presented by Alan and Mike.
Lucy, I'm home.
I am not Lucy.
Oh, you're right. We'll just upload a computer virus into the mothership.
I was going to do my living room like this.
Well, sir, my recommendation is that anyone attempting to leave the mountain should be shot on sight.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Gatecast episode 81. We're still going. I'm Alan.
And I'm Mike. And don't sound so surprised, Alan.
I wasn't really sounding surprised. I was simply trying to cue you in so there wouldn't be an awkward pause when I stopped talking.
There's never an awkward pause after I've edited it. Sounds flawless afterwards, aren't it?
Yeah, I think I'm doing.
Nobody would know that each episode takes us about 6 hours to record it. I've killed him. You're right.
Oh, yeah, I'm just fine. The reticulitis aside.
I say, yeah, all right is a pretty relative term at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, I seem to be picking up conditions.
No, you can't just be ill, you've got conditions.
Oh, yes, but not terms. I wasn't sure when you said before 12 if we had to finish by 12.
I said midday.
I were on at 11. I saw you on, or at least I saw you posting on Gatglue. I figured you were about, but I couldn't see you on Skype.
Well, I wasn't on Skype because when I said midday, that's 12 o'clock. So I didn't come on to Skype till about 5 to 12.
Right.
Hung around till 12:45 and then went and did something else.
Okay. Especially on a Saturday morning, you need to be clear with me. Yes, any ambiguity, any vagueness, any chance that it could be interpreted two or more ways, I will pick the wrong one.
When the big finger is pointing up and the little finger is pointing up and it's sunny outside.
Oh, it's never sunny here. I'm in the west of Ireland. I've got a mountain range and then the northwest current. I get rain.
Oh.
Although it's dry.
Dry rain?
No, that would be... Oh, that's been mentioned in several science fiction books and I would imagine the desiccated ocean on Discworld.
Was it Bowfinger where they had Podgy rain?
I don't think I've ever actually watched Bowfinger.
Aliens were coming down in raindrops.
Sorry?
Alien invasion. They were coming down in the raindrops, so the raindrops were a little bit fatter than they should normally be. Something like that, anyway. I ain't seen it for years.
Okay.
Hey, Steve Martin and Eddie Murphy. Good movie.
As opposed to the other alien invasion movie that Eddie Murphy in, which is truly awful.
Which one was that?
The one where he's himself multiple times inside a giant version of himself.
Oh, Meet Dave.
Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't bad for a comedy. By his standards, it's one of his better ones of recent years. I still haven't watched Pluto Nash. I refuse to watch that.
I watched 15 minutes of Shrek the Third before I gave up.
Number three. Yeah, that's the weakest of the bunch, number three is. Four's not bad.
I've not seen four. I didn't get to see it in 3D, and I'm, at this point, beyond broke.
Are you a fan of science fiction and fantasy? Do you enjoy genre television and comic books? Then you should be listening to the Sci-Fi Dig podcast found at scifidig.com, where every week I discuss an episode of genre television. Sci-Fi Dig, it's not just a podcast, it's a community. scifidig.com.
You do act upload to FTP and then publish at WordPress.
Yeah, that's right.
We need a producer. You know, I mean, I imagine that's what Soleil does for the crew. He handles all that crap.
Can you imagine, you know, they all work full time. They find some time to get together to record and then they have to go off and edit it. Although, remarkably, if you're good at podcasting, there isn't that much editing.
So you must have to do a lot.
Oh, yes. It doesn't help when I've got to do it twice.
What?
I started this week's. Well, actually, I started a bit late. I should have probably started a lot earlier in the week.
Mm-hmm.
And I got about 10 minutes into the actual episode. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that the video and audio were so far high, it was embarrassing. Because I tried to put sound where it's supposed to be. You know, clips where they're supposed to be within the episode, just in case somebody is following along. And it was so far out. I discovered that instead of ripping the DVDs, I just grabbed, you know, a DVD rip off the net. And they went from 30 frames a second to 23.976. And that threw out the audio.
Oh, that's going to throw it out very quickly.
Yeah.
It's like 20%.
Yeah. BLC, when I play it back, not a problem. I still get the full 44 minutes, 12 seconds because it converts it on the fly. You know, when I rip the audio, it's way off. It didn't take me long to sort it out and get it back on track. It was just annoying that I'd wasted so much time.
We are on absolute power, aren't we, despite your tweet about watching Covenants.
Covenants?
Yeah, there's Geklu note of Covenants. Oh, hang on, that's Nikita TV. Sorry, never mind.
Well, I don't know, I'm going to watch 2010. That comes before Absolute Power on my copy and wiki and everything else.
Didn't we do 2010?
No, we haven't done 2010.
Oops. Sorry, 2010 is yet another Hirsute child. Obviously, I had 2010 up. That's why I checked my history. I almost never open this PC for anything else. This PC gets turned on once or twice a week. I'm sitting in the office surrounded by assorted bits of memorabilia. I suppose one advantage of being completely smashed is I can't afford to bid at the auction in my canton. I'm cutting back. I'm going to the German con and the Irish con, but that's it.
Just two cons. That's all you've got to be able to manage this year.
It's going to take me a while to walk through the Blu-rays of BSG.
It's one of the reasons why I haven't started a rewatch.
The sheer number of special features on the damn thing.
Oh, yeah. I love commentaries, but when you get every episode with a commentary, you just go, oh, good God. But I've got
are we at that stage with season four?
Yeah, so far, yeah.
I think every episode's got a commentary.
Yeah, they have. It's when you get some of the cast or some of the producers who really enjoy talking about the show, then commentaries get made. Because they're not really looking to be paid for it. It's just something they like doing.
The problem is, I think, with some of the early SG commentaries, it was like, the set designer or the cinematographer, and it's not that interesting to listen to.
So, I enjoy it if it's presented in a good way. I mean, at the moment, you probably always get James Tichner, who's a special effects supervisor, but he comes across very, very good. He talks about the episode, he talks about his own profession, and he mixes it up with the director or whoever else is guesting with him.
I suppose where I was watching it, I wasn't really podcasting it at the time.
Yeah.
So I wasn't really paying much attention in the commentaries. I'd check who was doing the commentary and it'd be like, it's not a cast member, I'll skip it.
Oh, that's a shame because you can get some very entertaining ones.
I watched the first half of the BSG pilot with the commentary on. And then I rewatched about half it with the pop-up video commentary on.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of going, I'd be 12 hours just watching this disc. And that's before I get into 33. The thing which impressed me about the Blu-ray is the quality of the audio is a lot higher than the standard DVD that I had.
Well, does your amp take some of the HD formats or Dolby Digital and DTS?
Don't think it'll do DTS. It will do Dolby 5.1. But it seemed that I think, as far as I know, the miniseries I got, which I actually picked up an Oxfam shop for £1, because I had a copy of it, but I didn't have the original. And the miniseries I got, I think, just had stereo.
Oh, weird.
All right. Is your lion in the Julie neck straining position?
He looks seriously constipated, yes.
I don't know. I didn't consider open mouth to be a position for constipated. More of thought clenched teeth would be better.
Well, you don't know really what's going on behind him.
Someone probably shoving a stick up there. Roar, lion! Strunk.
Yeah, brave guy, who is that?
You've seen the video with the cheetah and the stick?
No, I haven't. No, I don't think I want to know.
It's a park ranger trying to release the cheetah back into the wild. And the cage is open.
Yeah.
The cheetah's not going out, so he leans out the window and pokes it with a stick a few times.
And?
This annoys the cheetah. And he panics and tries to roll the window up, and the window sticks.
Oh.
So the cheetah duly leans in and basically mauls the crap out of his arm.
Well, nobody likes to get poked with a stick.
It's one of those, police stop rescue over this guy going out on incredible 75 miles an hour. I'm thinking, I hope people think that's leading the way into war.
Feel sorry for the guy, but then again, you're secretly laughing for the stupidity of it.
Well, he asked for it.
Nature bites back.
Well, claws, anyway. Interesting diversion. I don't know how much of that will stay in, but either way.
All of it.
Marvellous. Right. 3, 2, 1. Fade in on newspaper. Was that close? I presume that was to show us the date.
Yeah.
I am so sorry.
It's all right.
No, if you were this late...
I know how busy you are. Don't worry about it, okay?
To indicate that this is going to be a slightly different episode if you haven't watched last week's next week on Stargate SG-1.
Yes. Sam in a suit.
Yes.
What I assume are dark light. What do you call them? They're not highlights because if somebody blonde gets dark bits in.
I'm not sure, to be honest.
It's certainly longer here at the back.
It looks a slightly serious conversation between Sam and a guy we don't know yet.
One. Yes, unknown male one. So obviously not that far in their future since, the wireless swipe thing.
Yeah.
Or was that considered amazing technology when this was shot?
Not even chip and pin, is it? So they're not even worried about security, so it must have been quite a few years before they realised how weak this system was.
I thought we'd be working on our second child by now.
Me too.
No, Chip and Pin doesn't work over there.
Walk me to the terminal.
Okay, so that's a bit different.
Maybe we should get a second opinion.
The Ashen are hundreds of years more advanced in medicine than we are.
Even the Atlantis doesn't have something so nifty as that.
No, it's just got the weird moving room.
For technical terms, a nice two-plate shot. The background is actually a separate scene.
You can slightly presume the people walking in front of them.
Oh, yeah.
Are in scene, but so do you know what the building is? Looks like a railway station or an airport.
I do know what it was. I can't remember now.
Gasp. If I'd been on this morning, you'd have remembered.
Probably, yeah.
Yes, so it's my fault.
Then it was the Plaza of Nations in Vancouver.
Okay, so not an airport.
Yeah, so basically a huge complex of stainless steel and glass structures which look futuristic without actually being futuristic.
Well, clearly because they're not. They were probably built in 96.
86, actually.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Escalator down to Stargate.
Yes.
We're very clearly establishing that this is its life.
Earth, definitely Earth.
But not as we know it. So, this episode, he said, since he can't find the box, directed by
Andy Makita.
Written by a team of?
No, actually written by Brad Wright himself, who specialises in... Well, actually, he does actually seem to specialise in time travel episodes. Most of them are written by him.
Mm-hmm. 2010, or as I believe I said I'd call it this week, last year.
Yes, last year. And so if the title of the episode didn't give it away.
Yes, 2010, the very distant, the very recent past.
As someone on the podcast says, the book's better than the year.
Debatable. My 2010 was interesting. They're standing awfully close to the gate.
Well, by the looks of it, it's not some... Nice.
Inbound! Base! Order! Out!
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Oh, look who it is.
My fellow Americans.
Yes. I saw in the transcript. President Kinsey.
A team codenamed SG-1, then working in secret, came upon an alien race, the Ashen.
That's all Jack's fault, then.
And with that introduction, I was able to forge the greatest alliance this country, indeed, this world, has ever known.
Yes.
Last on when he says that he's going to run for president.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like he did.
Yeah, the screen looks a bit... Image quality's not very sharp, is it?
I read now from Colonel Jack O'Neill's mission report of that first contact.
Yeah, co-executive producer Robert C.
These folks sound too good to be true. Willing to share their science and technology. Friendly. Smarter than we are. And one thing's for sure. The Gu'uld are coming. The Ashen could save our asses.
Yeah, that sounds like Jack.
Hmm.
Well, to be fair, you know, they've made had some advances in some areas, but fashion kind of went backwards by the looks on it. Uniformity. Shades of grey.
Yes, bad.
A little camera trickery, they put the screen behind the Stargate to give you the idea of how big the screen actually is, even though, mm-hmm. you know, in this case, it's just all computer-generated.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah, but where is Jack, of course?
It says he couldn't be here today.
The Ashen Confederation guarantees the security, the health, and the future of every human being on God's Earth.
On God's Earth? There's actually aliens standing there. I imagine as soon as Kinsey got elected, Jack left the country. Wiped his hands of it. Sod this, I'm off.
Even the people that shot at me in Somalia are nicer than this guy.
Either that or he figured that Kinsey's first executive order, kill Jack.
You think leaving the country would save him for that?
His business has kept me from being with you in person. Nonetheless, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for what you have done for me and for our country.
No, he's not willing to appear in person.
Who's that?
That's not actually an honor guard. It's a firing squad.
Yeah, I'm gonna shoot him in the back now.
Well, that would be Kinsey all over.
Yeah.
off their blinds.
Yeah, you're a smash and glass starts pouring down.
Do we actually get to see the medals, or have we just seen the ribbons?
No, budget reasons mean you cannot actually see the medals, just the blue ribbon.
The Asian aren't overly keen on loud noises, then.
Yeah, they must all be the aliens. The easy way to spot an alien. They don't listen to metal music.
Hmm. Yeah, how long has it been, anyway?
It has been 6 years.
Which reminds me, what was Jack's excuse? I expected to see him.
O'Neill has made his feelings very clear concerning the Ashen Alliance.
Well, he could have come to see us.
He's drinking, I presume, the equivalent of fruit juice. Did Jafar consume alcohol?
I would imagine so. The symbiote can pretty much clean the system up pretty easily.
They've artificially aged, Teok.
Molan.
He does. He looks older, doesn't he?
Forgive me for interrupting.
Ambassador, the Ashen delegation is eager to hear about your visit to our south continent.
Yep, be my pleasure.
It's not just my imagination.
I don't know.
There's more, there seems to be more lines.
Well, it's only 10 years?
10 years, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 10 years in story time, so. And he expects to live for 150 plus years, so.
To me, he looks visibly older. Sam doesn't, but that could be explained by makeup. You know, he's drinking the right stuff as well. Maybe the right stuff is non-alcoholic.
Could be.
The other liquid they're drinking is supposed to be champagne, I presume.
Yeah, that's probably non-alcoholic, because by the looks of this society, it's all middle-of-the-road, Enya listening, squash-playing, academics.
Nothing wrong with academics.
But think about it, Sam. I mean, look, we've all taken the anti-aging vaccine, the anti-cancer vaccine, and now the Ashen have these medical machines that can reverse tissue damage and mend broken bones. I mean...
I didn't recognise him in that drab.
It's not flattering, is it?
Uniform. Sorry?
It's not that flattering on Janet.
No, it really isn't.
And the eye makeup is a bit severe.
Yeah, sort of panda Janet.
Oh, that's the problem. You start to cure all illness, the first out of the work are doctors. And so she's still paying off the student
loans. That's the travel gate down there. That's not a mad shot.
I would imagine so, yeah.
That's a big bloody building.
It isn't it, yeah.
All light and airy and... Yeah, you could tell this is shot in Canada. There's no way anyone would build something like that in the States.
No, they said I was fine, really. Sam, the medicine I practice may seem like the Dark Ages now, but I was your doctor for a long time. How long have you been trying?
Almost 3 years.
Yes.
The World's Fair is pretty close, and I mean, that's used for more movies these days and anything else. Now, that's more like it. Square building. Lots of brick.
Maybe severe might make both eyes look huge.
Hey. Sorry to keep you waiting, but I just wanted to double-check my results.
And I'm fine, right?
You're not doing it right.
Sam, I don't know how your Ashen doctor could have missed it, and frankly, I just don't think it's possible he could have.
What?
You can't have children.
One of the major story points is Sam and her husband are trying to have a baby.
They said everything was normal.
In every other way, it is.
Then this is a mistake.
Here. Let me show you the scan.
So the first suspicion of our alien overlords. I assume there should be something connecting the womb to the ovaries, fallopian tubes, aren't they? It doesn't look like they're there.
There's no room for interpretation. I mean, clearly your ovaries are damaged.
Why?
Gate travel.
I don't know what may have caused it or when it may have happened, but obviously it was sometime...
No. It's visibly upset, isn't she?
I want to know why the Ashen doctors looked me in the eye and told me that I was okay. Why did they lie to me?
I don't know. But I'm willing to help you find out.
That's it. A conspiracy.
That's Pentagon shaped.
I've been waiting.
Sorry.
Something wrong?
Don't apologize, Sam. He doesn't quite read human women very well at the moment, does he?
Ooh. All right. We're still not finding the necessary material to initiate the conversion.
Well, we'll just have to find a way to collapse it faster. Revise the calculations.
Interesting.
Who's been reading off the sea clock?
Am I wrong?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, you're absolutely correct. It's just that...
I thought he was going to come out with, I never thought, as a woman, you'd figure it out.
There are Ashen females.
Well, it's a hint that he's looking down at humans as a general rule.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously there's something wrong here. Something seriously wrong. You know, on the surface, it looks all sweetness and light.
Fair enough.
Did your people ever imagine converting a planet into a star?
No, I doubt it.
I should think you would have at least considered it, given the rapid growth of your population, the viability of the planet.
Well, humans just don't think quite as far ahead as the Ashen seem to.
looking like his little puppy trying to do a new trick.
See, Spot, chase the ball. Run, Spot, run. That would imply the word dog could be applied to Sam, and I would never say that.
On the other hand, if I can interface with the Ashen computer core...
You know that's strictly for Ashen personnel.
It's not like you haven't given me access before.
Yeah, condescending swine. Don't like him already.
You're not meant to.
I think that's right.
He's exuding this sort of smug, self-satisfied little...
Yeah.
Yeah. You have core access.
Thank you, Marlon.
It's the same sort of smug self-satisfaction that the Vulcans exude in Star Trek. I'm assuming that's what they got their guide from.
Yeah, that'd work.
What I said, or what Sam just said?
Yeah, it's fortunate that Sam can actually read Ashen.
Mm-hmm.
The medical subcore has its own code. You're not going to be able to access.
I'm in. Now what? Okay, it's calling for search parameters.
Right, try medical records.
I don't think I'm going to find anything specific to me in here.
So maybe this has happened to some other people. Do, general search, human reproductive statistics.
Hmm. Ooh, dear.
That's it.
You can read this?
We can't, Janet. Hmm.
Oh, that can't be right. Wait, if I'm reading this properly, the worldwide birth rate has dropped almost 91% in the last 2 years.
What?
Well, that's what it says right here. These are the Ashen numbers.
Yeah, but we would know.
It's happening everywhere the anti-aging vaccine has gone.
You would think it, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Turn it off.
They're doing it systematically.
Just... Turn it off, please. Okay, we can't let them know we know.
Malam leaves me alone for hours at a time.
Sam, you're on the inside. You don't see them the same way I do.
Janet, they have done this to us deliberately. We have to do something.
I know, but we can't talk about it here. We'll talk tonight at the restaurant, okay?
There'd be OBGYNs picketing. Why aren't people having kids? Why aren't people having kids?
Well, the US federal government is currently shutting down all that. It doesn't have to be the anti-aging vaccine. It could be the bloody transporters.
Could be. Could be anything.
I mean, the Ashen can convert planets into stars. Right. You don't think they could control the media if they wanted to?
Assuming the Ashen can keep something this big a secret. It's been 10 years. Why now?
We were completely taken in.
Now, that's clearly matted in from the back.
Oh, yeah. It's a full-scale map painting specifically for this one restaurant
scene. No, I mean the restaurant itself, the other people.
No, that's real.
The way the light is shining makes it look like they're projected.
They talked about it on the commentary. This is actual restaurant, the map painting in the window frames. That's the fake bit.
I see.
They did all that work on it, and then 90% of the time it's out of focus.
Yeah, Ashen will have this world unto themselves.
It's like the little droids that you see in Star Wars for like 3 seconds on screen. It took some poor, unfortunate engineer 3 days to build.
Yeah, or 2 weeks to render.
Not in the original Star Wars. You know, the proper one.
Before General Hammond died, he called me. And he said he needed to speak to me about something very important, something that he couldn't discuss over the phone. And the next day, I told the Ashen doctors, I said, this is impossible. He could not have died of a heart attack. He was in perfect health. But they said their diagnostic machines were infallible.
You believe he was murdered?
How prophetic was that, though? When did Thomas Davis actually die?
2008.
Scary that they knew he'd be dead in 2010. That must have been freakish for them. Was that in the car? Of course, he wasn't dead when they made the commentary, was he?
Oh, no. He was alive and well then.
Well, alive and not well.
Why? I assume he was in perfect health in year 2000?
Late 40s, early 50s, morbidly obese. No, I wouldn't call him perfect health.
Again, relative.
True.
It goes to the rest of the world. Even if what's left of every army on Earth mobilizes, what are they going to do?
Fight back.
They would be defeated. As were the gold.
Is this a new... We need Jack back.
Well, this bunch by themselves have got no idea. Let's fight the aliens. They've seen too many Hollywood movies where a band of renegade humans fight off intergalactic aliens with nothing but crossbows and their rocks. That's not the way it happens.
Very few remain loyal to the Tauri since the war's end. There are a few symbiotes available for implantation.
We don't even control the Stargate.
Now, that's an interesting point. When the Ashen helped the Earth to defeat the Gwold, the supply of symbiotes disappeared, and the Jaffa suffered as well. And so has got a symbiote in it at this point. I assume he still has, but obviously...
Well, obviously, yes, he has, because... Well, he'd still have his original. Events have not occurred to remove it.
As far as we know.
Yes.
What if, as a symbol, they got rid of them? Have they developed chemical alternative at this stage?
It's not been mentioned. I doubt it's even been plotted, so I can't imagine so, no. Otherwise, he wouldn't have made a comment about few symbiotes being available.
A number of years ago, a freak accident sent us back to 1969. We know that by dialing coordinates that are precisely on the opposite side of the sun at the exact moment of a solar flare, it causes the wormhole to turn back towards Earth on itself, and it creates time distortion.
Because that looks, because of the way the light, it looks like everything behind Janet is back projected.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, time travel, it's amazing what you can do or what sort of messes you can clear up.
Mm-hmm.
The Ashen computer.
Oh, okay, wait a second here. We are considering changing the lives of the entire human race on Earth. Do we have that right?
Hell yes.
Then we will live to see the end of the entire human race on Earth.
Do I do something that sorts my life out and worry about the other 6 billion people?
Ah, Jack says.
Yes.
You know, I didn't like the way that guy had his arm wrapped around Sam earlier.
He's her husband, he's allowed.
Jack's got a beard?
Hi.
Hi.
This is messed up, Jack.
Yeah, the episode was shot straight after he came back off vacation with the beard. So they decided to leave it on because it suited his character as of now.
Yes.
It's good to see you, sir.
What's the buck?
Probably part of his fishing apparel.
I'm retired, Carter. Lose the sir.
Is it necessary to have apparel to fish? Sure, you can wear what you want. Well, he's aside. You know, there's a certain resemblance to Greg House there, with that beard.
There is a bit, isn't there? Yeah.
Finally, whenever I make these comparisons, most people go, what the hell are you talking about? I don't see it at all. You're mad. Mad, I tell you.
Oh, that.
No.
Not working out, is it?
Come on, Jack. I told you so.
Gosh, I wish I'd seen that coming. Oh, wait. I did see that coming.
It isn't what you thought.
No, they're just screwing us in a totally different way.
A couple of days ago, I found out that I can't ever have children.
Yep.
I'm sorry to hear that.
So was I.
Yep, speechless now. I don't know what to say.
Yes. Yeah. I want to see Jack's reaction to this little speech. Will we be including this little speech?
Oh, yes. If we're not talking, then the audio goes in.
Dear God, no wonder it takes so long.
Yeah.
I really don't appreciate you enough.
They keep statistics on everything. In the last couple of years, without our even knowing it, they have managed to sterilize over 90% of the world's population. The other 10% are probably just a matter of time. Now, we don't know how they've done it or how they've even managed to keep it a secret this long.
So what do you want me to do about it?
Help us.
Do what?
We can undo this.
Here we go.
We send a message through the Stargate to ourselves 10 years ago. We stop this from ever happening.
Do your spook laces up, Jack. You'll trip over.
Stop this from happening.
We know it's possible.
Oh.
Why am I having this conversation?
Yes. Not happy, Jack. You don't want any part of this.
I am almost positive that with the Ashen computer and solar observatory, I can predict a flare within a few hours of its happening. And we should be able to get our hands on a GDO.
Jack's quite happy.
So it'll come down to accessing the gate within that window, dialing the right address, and sending the message.
He's got his little cabin, his little fishing pond.
Well, if it just comes down to that, do it.
Look, if I thought it was going to be easy, I wouldn't be standing here asking for your help.
Just out of curiosity, say we do this. What happens to everything that's happened the past 10 years?
It won't happen.
So we don't go to P4C970, we don't meet the Ashen, then what?
I don't know.
May I say Sam looks pretty nice in jeans and a tee?
Yes. Sam would look pretty nice in a burlap sack. I've said this before. Which I'm going to regret saying if we ever actually manage to get Amanda on this podcast.
That's your business. My conscience is clear. I warned everybody. I threw up the red flag and everybody, including you, shut me down.
I'm asking you to put that behind us.
You're not happy with the way things turned out?
No, I figure if we go for another 3 or 4 years, she might hear of us.
Sorry to hear that.
She actually picked out that costume for herself. Might be even her own clothes.
Possible. Think those are RDA's own clothes?
No, I think his director's shirt he's wearing. He just grabbed it off the back of the chair and said, I'll wear this for the scene. So he put it on.
nice pond with no pesky fish in it. And the single most pressing issue in my life is whether or not to get a dog. There are a lot of pros and cons to consider.
Jack, I'm talking about the future of the human race.
So was I.
The Black Tea might have been just a bit too sort of a Black Ops Stargate Jack.
Yeah, a bit more rustic this way.
Yeah.
Our chances are a lot better with you than without you.
Let me ask you something. What does your dearly beloved ambassador say about all this?
I haven't had a chance to tell him.
Maybe he can help you.
Ooh, that line says a lot there.
Yeah.
He's hurt. Jack is rather upset. And he's probably held this anger for the last...
10 years.
Well, 10 years.
Well, it's Jack. Can you see him letting go of a grudge?
No, not really.
Nurse it and sort of water it gently with scotch.
They cut out a scene with Samantha driving up in a Concept electric car, and they thought it'd be a bit too much for the episode.
aliens we can accept, but a hyper-electric car, no.
The American public just are not ready for that sort of technology.
Yeah, not that Lexus SUV at all.
Mind you, if you remember the movie 2010, when they had that little electric car, which looked like some bike with a little casing around it, it looked so out of place.
Well, they don't mind me yawning. It's not like I woke up with a hangover.
That meeting didn't go very well.
CTO hasn't changed. It's 10 years. It's a blip from TEOC's perspective. It is a mere 10 years. This is the equivalent of a lazy Sunday afternoon for me.
More surprisingly, Till probably has gone through more. A lot of the Jaffa and I are dead. His civilization's been severely damaged.
Yep.
Earth looks reasonably intact.
Earth looks better than it did.
Yeah. But that's Canada, isn't it?
They're whooping.
Oh, she's irritatingly perky, isn't she?
Lynnea Johnson.
Embarked from. Okay, now we're walking this way.
It's a shady looking guy. Is that Daniel trying to be undercover?
Yes.
Dear God.
He stands out,
he stands out like a star. He does. He's like, you look at him and you think he looks fucking suspicious.
The little kid is played by Bryce Hodgson, who went on to be in Smallville, Battlestar, Dead Zone. So it's always good to see a young actor go into the profession full-time and actually stay on.
On the flip side, it could be bad to see a young actor sort of typecast so horrendously.
Should you want photos, they are $27 each. And please, do not touch the Stargate itself, as you'll leave fingerprints. See you on the other side.
Sam hasn't made much of an effort to disguise, has she? Still the jeans and tee. So this is either the same day or she's wearing a different t-shirt, which just happens to be identical.
Yeah. You would think these people would be well known. SG-1 probably would have been made kind of the face of a marketing campaign when the Stargate program was announced.
Mm.
Unless Kinsey actually decided to put them away in a cupboard somewhere.
But there was a picture of the five of them there.
Inside the base, there. Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe not global consumption-wise. Kinsey probably refused to even acknowledge that anybody else was involved with the project. It was me, or me.
Hey, thanks for showing.
I decided to take the last tour of the day.
There was Jack here.
He went for a tour. Luckily,
I thought he wasn't going to help.
He changed his mind. He had a shave and realised he's got to help. And he figured out there to get the GDO, same as them. So, luckily, he met up with them.
Time I did a little shopping on your behalf. The Zats are completely operational. This, however, presents a problem.
And he's nicked a lot of stuff while he's here.
It's a replica.
Yes?
Yes, Sam, it's not a real one.
Well, Jack.
That looks like a prop.
Daniel, was this the only one?
Excuse me. You people aren't supposed to...
Walter!
Walter!
Walter with a bit of power.
Retired.
Colonel O'Neill?
Sergeant. What are you doing?
Come on, say retired.
He's thinking, who is he? Who is he? I know him.
Sort of the operations tech advisor.
Oh, well, you're doing a great job.
The section's closed off.
See? Power mad.
Are you here for old time's sake?
That's it, exactly.
Where did you get those?
The Zats.
Yeah, so where else would I find them?
Armory. We're taken.
Oh, no, I...
Sergeant, please. This is really important.
He probably really resented being ordered around when he was in uniform.
Walter doesn't look happy.
No.
I'm not a sergeant anymore, and you're not colonels. And you're not supposed to have that remote either.
Oh, that's good, because actually, we don't want that one. We want the real one.
It's in the White House. In the Oval Office. On the President's desk.
Ooh.
Kinsey grab a souvenir on the way down?
Look, guys, I don't know what's going on.
Yes.
I'm telling you, the fedora, he just looks ridiculous. He looks like a sort of noir extracted time traveler here has been going 80 years forwards, not...
Just turn around, walk away, pretend we weren't even here.
Well done, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bring everything back, I promise.
Come on, Walter. We saved the planet time and time again.
Then you'll tell me what's going on.
Absolutely everything.
Cut us a little slack.
Okay.
Yes. If our plan works, it doesn't matter. If our plan doesn't, we're all dead.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thursday.
Yes, so we're not going to musician tell you anything. Why does it say Thursday?
Because Jack promised to bring him back by Thursday.
There's an EM dampening field around the terminal, part of the automated defenses.
So, we're about as far back in time as we're going to go?
Mm.
I think I can get it.
I'm sure Sam could get anything she wants.
Joe?
Mm.
I'll have to shoot him.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Ooh, sorry, I'm just seeing the first line in the next scene. I'm clicking it back in because it says character is lying on the bed. So,
oh, right.
This intrigues me. I'm now riveted to the screen.
Of course, if you don't tell him, there'll be no going back.
He'll do it. I knew he would.
Ooh, bathrobe. This character got on under the bathrobe. Well, let's see that shot from the front with the bathrobe falling open, please. Come on, dolly round. Keep going.
That's for the in-house outtakes.
But now this morning for a chance to say goodbye.
Keep going. Damn. Down. And down.
Sam's husband, Joseph Faxon, played by Christopher Cousins.
Joseph Paxton, really?
Faxon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, very busy actor, seen in Terriers, Defender, Nikita, Breaking Bad. So he's a very busy boy.
I don't remember him Breaking Bad.
Well, he might have just been one episode guest star.
Mm.
I think this is the note we should send.
Back in the restaurant with different lighting conditions.
Mm-hmm. And, that and the windows closed. So close the curtains.
Yes, exactly. This was actually shot in Norco Studios where they make Sanctuary.
I thought about including more information, but I think in this case the simpler, the better.
Why don't we just stick one on a rock and throw it through?
It would never make it through the automated defenses.
And Janet looks a bit...
Can we at least mention who won the Super Bowl in 2004?
No.
World Series?
No.
Grey Cup?
That question's so typically jacked up.
Yeah. At least make a time travel episode pay.
I think we should all write a note of our own. In case I don't make it to the gate, you can keep trying.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's Black Op Jack.
Hmm. Jack, of course, being pragmatic, though.
Deny everything, Joseph.
I saw the numbers, Joe.
The Ashen doctor said you were fine.
This isn't just about me. I read this right from an Ashen terminal. Malum gave me access to work on something else. The birth rate has been cut over 90%.
Are you reading the transcript again?
No, I was just caught up on what Jack said before that scene flipped.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
And there we get the surprise.
Yeah, he knew.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Supposed to be a third of that.
American and probably world governments agreed to sterilize the world.
You knew.
The Shin insisted on it.
Oh my God.
Honey, they see further ahead than we do. They knew that if we didn't limit growth, we would.
Hey, is that what you call this?
Well, obviously, this is not what we agreed to.
I can't believe this.
We didn't have a choice, Sam.
You sold us out.
But you think this was my decision?
You could have told me.
Oh, come on, Sam. You know how it works. Before the Alliance, you spend most of your adult life in secrecy.
Oh, please. That was different.
Sam, it's the same.
No.
It's exactly the same.
No, it is a little bit different.
Yeah, just a tad.
What did he think? At no point did he think, oh, this is my reason we can't have kids. Or does he seem surprised that it's the Shen? The
population was unsustainable. Without drastic measures, the Shen didn't think we were worth investing in.
Deluded, nah.
Hmm.
Obviously, they went too far, but I can't believe they did this deliberately. There must be some sort of reverse medical procedure that they have.
I still don't get it.
Sooner or later, the Goa'uld would have wiped us out. Would you prefer that?
The Ashen way is slower. That's all.
Yeah, good point, sir.
Yeah, and like cattle, we go happily to our deaths.
Well, we're still at 10%, you know. We're like the Vulcans after the Star Trek reboot.
Yeah.
Okay, we need you to have as much sex as possible, as many kids as you can.
Okay.
Well, they never actually went into the proportions of male and female Vulcans that survived. Before we know, all off-worlders, 99% male, and only once every 7 years. Go on.
Hmm.
Now, this is what you've got to do to get back into Sam's good books.
And into Sam's bathrobe. Let's face it, who wouldn't want to get into Sam's bathrobe?
Well, without broken.
At least with Sam in it, anyway. I wasn't implying any sort of transvesticism there.
It's probably a generic bathrobe, anyway.
I don't know.
I need you to take this iris remote and change it with the one on the president's desk without getting caught. And bring the other one back to my lab. I need you to do this first thing tomorrow.
How am I going to do that?
Just come up with some excuse. I don't care. But you can't say one word about what we've talked about. Or they will kill you.
I'm given a red bathrobe as part of a comfort hamper, and believe me, it was red, it had a hood on it, and it's definitely not a male bathrobe. And little flowers stitched on it and stuff.
They don't have much security at this place, considering it has a Shen computer complex in it.
Well, it probably doesn't. It probably has a universe wide web link.
Some nice little CGI work.
Mm.
Yeah, the practical effect is an orange light bulb to throw the glow on the faces.
Yes. Unlike, say, the scene when they're walking in the mine on the planet when it wasn't an orange light bulb. It was actual heat projection, wasn't it?
And there are significant changes just beneath the surface of the sun preceding a flare that are detectable by the satellite net. Look right here. If my calculations are correct, there should be a flare in about 5 seconds.
That's the sort of computer you need for modelling astrophysics.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that reminds me, our census is tomorrow. I need to put down unemployed astrophysicist as current occupation.
Yes.
Mm. That's it.
Now all we need is for the computer to predict another flare. You got your travel papers for Chula?
Yeah, I'll send.
Give this to Teal. It's the coordinates you need.
Okay.
Joe's here.
It's all your fault, Jack. I knew you've liked her all along.
Yeah, well, I got her, so that's all shit.
Yeah, basically, that was it.
Ambassador. I knew you'd have something to do with this. Did you get it? Yes.
We're going to change time so that you never meet her.
What are you going to do with it? Send a message. To who? To whom?
That is the ultimate result of it.
Yeah.
Let's have it.
Jack gets a second swing at her.
I'll hand it over. If you give me your word that Samantha will play no part in this.
Oh, he's playing hardball now.
Oh, yes. Silly boy.
I can't do that. It's in a briefcase at the customs office at Stargate Terminal. They've been instructed not to release it without my authorization. Your word. We need her to pull this off.
Hmm.
Well, whatever it is, you'll have to do it without Sam.
Joe, unless
this is not negotiable.
Speak up, Sam.
You don't want to tell me what's going on, that's fine. But if it involves GDOs, it involves the Stargate. And that terminal is the last heavily defended place on this planet. I will not let you risk Sam's life.
No. Seriously. Are you asking? Because he probably never actually asked him to ask Sam to compromise himself for him over Jack.
Probably. That says a lot about the Earth culture at this time, then, if that seems to be the most secure facility on the planet.
Indeed. Dealt with it. Sorry, I'm going to do something which my inner Aaron has been wanting to do for a while.
What's that?
I have a little minifig of Optimus Prime still in box. I'm going to take it out of the box and play with it.
Well, it can wait for another 10 minutes, can't it?
Is that enough time?
It'll have to do.
Oh, now they're on a countdown. 57 minutes. Could it have been any closer?
The sun is beeping. Nice line from Daniel.
Okay, I know it's only a fishing rod case, but it still looks mighty suspicious.
Doesn't it, though?
Thank you. If you can manage, just give us enough time to get away from here.
Oh, yeah.
The message goes in 6 minutes. Sam wanted me to wish you luck.
He had plenty of guts to sell out the human race, but not to stick around for the fireworks.
Fair enough.
You don't get this sort of movement at a major airport these days, do you?
No. You don't get any movement at a major airport these days.
Yes. Although you don't really know how much it costs to use this gate. You know, it could be severely restricted on financial grounds, let alone security. I'm surprised it isn't more commercial.
Outgoing travellers to Chulak. Stand by departure area.
Oh, Pico.
Yes. What does Jack have in there? What the? How to have whom?
Well, Black Ops, you know. Why walk to your destination when you can fly?
Well, slide anyway.
Oh, very reminiscent of Atlantis, the Steps with the Lights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that was the first time.
That's it, Sam.
All right, let's go.
I'm staying. You go if you want to.
Come on, Sam. We gotta go.
Joe, don't.
Sam, listen. We'll work this out, all right? But right now, I think it's best for the both of us. We're very far away from here.
If they manage to do this, it will not matter where we are.
He actually believes, you know, no matter what they're trying, they're going to fail, so there's going to be repercussions.
Mm-hmm.
He probably hasn't given it much thought if they succeed.
Well, they haven't told them, have they?
Oh, he's Molenbeek, played by Dion Luther.
Colonel O'Neill?
Mellon.
Mollum.
Mollum. I'm sorry, it's the war.
Mellon.
You didn't come to the anniversary celebration.
What's to celebrate, I say?
Surely the Shen have proven your earlier misgivings erroneous.
He's probably thinking we should have got rid of him years ago.
Yes, you've certainly done your part.
What brings you here?
Yes.
We knew it'd come back to bite us.
Well, obviously.
Well, you know my friend, Teal'c. I missed him at the celebration. He's
think chap
into town. I
that's it.
Bought him a hat.
And borrowed Daniel's.
Yes.
Incoming travelers from Chula. Please stand clear of the arrival area.
Right on time.
Are we going to see a whoosh? Are we going to save a bit of cash?
Beep, beep. No whoosh.
No whoosh, no.
I believe it's officially called a cowoosh.
A cowoosh.
Sorry, sir, but weapons are not allowed.
Tell that to the guy that's pointing a weapon at you.
It's just archaeological.
I'm not sure I like the briefcase.
Briefcase is metal, and Daniel's about to pull us out.
We carry these for ceremonial purposes only.
I'm sorry, but you'll have to let me have it.
Let him have it, too.
Very well.
Whoa!
He did say let me have it.
That must be a more advanced glass.
Please evacuate the building immediately.
Fun and games begins now. Yeah, perhaps take out the security systems first.
Terrorist attack in progress.
Oh, come on, that's straight out of
beep, 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 beep. Oh, he's not very good, is he?
Whoa, CGI harpoon there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he didn't last long. Bye-bye.
Yeah, he did last a lot longer. Maybe he doesn't have a symbiote. There was a kawush. Yay.
Sam! Sam!
They put new batteries in.
Yeah.
Death by 1,000 stings.
Well, except for about 50. Teal'c's doing well, though.
Come on, Jack, get in there. Teal'c's all by himself. Might have been a good time to wear some sort of body armour.
It probably is. That's why he's still alive.
Wait.
They're going to notice and recognise Jack as a threat and zap crap out. Maybe they're only stun beams.
Yeah.
Penetrating the...
Oh. That's where he earned his money.
Sure, they'll take you here. There's more of those black things behind Sam.
Bang, 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 bang. It must sting like hell.
Ooh. That's all CG. Okay. All right, it's not stunning. Yeah. It's little red holes in Jack's head.
Yeah, they put the holes on, covered it with makeup, and then for each shot, just removed the makeup to reveal the actual hole that got through shooting quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Bang, 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 bang. It must sting like hell.
Ooh. That's all CG. Okay. All right, it's not stunning. Yeah. It's little red holes in Jack's head.
Yeah, they put the holes on, covered it with makeup, and then for each shot, just removed the makeup to reveal the actual hole that got through shooting quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Daniel, make it. Come on, Daniel. Man, why couldn't you shut down the security system before this happened?
Shit, the rest of it, buddy. So Jason said, that's fine. She doesn't have a drinking buddies anymore.
Oh, Daniel's dead as well. That's three. Sam's got it and all.
Sam didn't last long at all, did she?
Bro! And the note goes through.
Incoming traveller.
Walter.
Who is it?
Walter Davis.
SG-1, sir.
Hello.
How can that be?
Let's find out. Defense team, stand by. Open the iris.
Okay.
You've got never had a name tag on before?
Well, he's not Walter Davis. He's got Major Davis's uniform on. A bit unusual to have SG-1 calling in when SG-1 are there.
Yes.
You've changed. You've lost weight. One of you point the gun at the piece of paper, it could go off. You've only got literally a couple of inches away from the gate. Perhaps wrapping it around a brick would have helped.
Stand down.
Puzzled frowns all around.
Yes.
What is it?
Next week's lottery numbers.
No, quiz. Yes. And Rosie Daniel?
Well? You tell me. Under no circumstances go to P4C 970 Colonel Jack O'Neill. That looks like your handwriting. It is my handwriting. And it's my signature.
Though you sent no such note?
Nope.
Sir, may I?
Well, it's red. Well done, Doctor. Knew we had you around for a reason.
That looks like blood, sir.
Have it analyzed.
Blood. Knew you were useful.
General, wasn't 970 on our mission list?
It was. Not anymore. I'm not taking any chances. I want P4C-970 removed from the dialing computer immediately. Dismissed.
No messing. The General sod that. We ain't going there.
I wonder why you sent it. Wonder when.
He's had prior experience with mysterious written notes.
Yeah. You gotta wonder.
Major General Barrow would have...
Yeah, let's go immediately. And sent a whole squad there as well. Yeah, you were right about the slow-mo. When they were filming it, they speeded up the cameras, all the shots of them dying, just for added impact. And so
how many times have they died now?
I know Pulp Audio Weekly are keeping a running score.
Are they?
Yeah.
They do entire half seasons at a time. They don't do sort of in-depth analysis we do.
But they do keep a death count.
They've died at least once per season, I think. Because all four of them died on the, the hippie world.
The hippie world?
Yes. The Nox.
They're not hippies. All I could think of was that Star Trek episode, The Day of the Dove. They're hippies. Right, that was 2010.
I see now it's an Anderson Greenberg company.
Is it? Oh, right.
It's just before MGM popped up, GA, an Anderson Greenberg company. I'm thinking, dear God, how many invested was in here at this stage?
I suppose when the show was actually thought up, one of the key points was to get Richard Dean Anderson involved. And when an actor's got that sort of leverage... And of course, when it comes to production credits, that's the sort of thing they do a lot now. An actor gets a production credit instead of a $10,000 raise.
Or a severe coke habit and a 100% pay cut.
Yes. Good old Charlie.
I didn't want to mention him by name. I thought it was subtle enough. So that were...
The 10 years with the Ashen Overlords turned Earth into a pretty nice-looking planet.
It turned it into Canada.
That could be it, yes. Perhaps we'd all be better if we were Canadian.
Several people I visited in the States that said, if I could afford to leave this effing country, I'd go to effing Canada.
Well, what do you expect? There used to be a British colony. Okay, a mixed response. It's not
so
always a good thing.
Yeah.
It's not always a good thing, is it?
I think there's at least 700 people who would agree with you it not being a good thing.
There's probably a billion of them in India that would as well.
So that were 2010.
Yeah, surprisingly, I mean, I enjoyed the episode. It's actually a nice little time travel adventure within the Stargate franchise. I actually voted in the top 10 best episodes when Sky did a viewer poll. Came as a bit of a surprise.
Really?
It was good, but I don't think it was that good. And so we had a little homage to Arthur C. Clarke's 2010 when they turned Jupiter into a sun. That's what the Ashen were trying to do, to create new habitable planets. Or habitable moons.
Well, that is what happened in 2010. I assume that's what the nod was about.
As you said in the episode, we have the nod to Don S. Davis's death, coming in a little too close.
Not intentional, I would say.
Oh, no, obviously. I'm pretty sure they didn't bump him off just to make it a good narrative. Although it was heart problems, wasn't it? Same as in the episode.
Yeah, well, you were overweight, so...
A little...
Did you hear that?
Yes, I did. A little goof that I'm reading off the wiki. The events of this episode begin on July 27th, 2010, which is erroneously indicated to be a Thursday on Joe's newspaper. Mm. In actuality, it's a Tuesday. And if that's the only niggle you've got with the episode, it's not a big one, is it?
Not huge, no.
No.
Sorry, playing an Optimus Prime truck. Yay, Optimus Prime truck. Teeny tiny truck. Nothing useful in the email aside from a confirmation from Daniel that the recap of your end is birthday. That's pretty much it. Next week's episode is entitled Absolute Power. When a chosen boy found on the planet Abydos is brought to SGC, not the SGC, just SGC, he sends a telepathic message causing Daniel Jackson's personality to undergo disturbing changes. What, more disturbing than need? Will the rest of SG-1 be able to solve the mystery of the boy's origin before Jackson becomes a power-hungry warmonger? Been there, done that.
Now, did the blurb actually refer to need?
No, that was me.
I didn't think it did. If you're going to read the blurb, read it verbatim.
Uh-huh.
Same commentary and editorial after the fact.
You are the editorial after the fact. Leave that in.
Okay.
On the next Stargate SG-1, beware of strangers.
I don't think he's a danger.
Bearing gifts.
What happened with the kid in there?
I asked him for something, and I think he gave it to me.
Because a little knowledge...
We're talking about protecting this entire planet from Gould occupation.
...can be a dangerous thing.
Who gave you the authority to give orders around here?
I'm just doing what has to be done.
And absolute power...
He's not going to do anything to jeopardize the entire planet.
Could corrupt, absolutely.
You think this is some elaborate Gould plot to get me to destroy the world?
It's possible.
Richard Dean Anderson stars.
Don't.
On the next Stargate SG-1.
A little bit of the Gatecast website news. We now have a Get Glue button. So if you visit the website, why not click on our Get Glue and leave a little comment there?
Oh, we got glued. Do we get stickers?
No, I think we probably have to pay Get Glue to supply stickers. They are, after all, in it to make money.
I did wonder how.
Yeah, well, it's marketing, isn't it? You know, companies pay them to help promote their shows.
I suppose that's why Amazon own IMDb. Made actual perfect sense from a marketing perspective. Oh, look, who was in the film? Oh, what else with you? Let's buy that.
Yeah.
Clicky.
Although you do see Amazon links all over the place.
Oh, yes, because you get 0.03 cents for every affiliate link.
Well, I try to always remember to use Aaron's Amazon link when I tend to buy something. I don't know how much he gets for it.
Well, maybe we could put an Amazon link. No, we won't. No. Actually, no. I said we wouldn't, and we're not going to start now. That were about it, folks. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for listening. If you want to contact us, the info is here. If you need to email us, the email address is gatecastpodcast@gmail.com. If you need to find the podcast, somebody gave it to you, you got it through an online subscription, we're on iTunes as Gatecast. We're also listed on Podcast Alley and Podcast Pickle. If you want to leave feedback, you can record an MP3 and email it to gatecastpodcast@gmail.com. You can also leave us feedback on the website, that's gatecast.phasecast.com. There is the Facebook group, which is The Gatecast. And finally, you can also tweet us. We're The Gatecast on Twitter as well. Thanks very much for listening, and hope to hear from you next week. It's been a blast, and we'll be recording again in 2 days, but that really doesn't make any sense because you're not going to be hearing this for at least a fortnight.
No.
So thank you. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for listening. And I've been Alan.
And I've been Mike. Thanks very much, folks, and we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Gatecast, presented by Alan, Mike and Scott. Visit us at gatecast.facecast.com.